Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34th of the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Tony Uphoff is here. Tony's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last couple of years. He's the CEO of ThomasNet. He's the author of, the anchor, I should say, of the popular weekly Thomas Index Video Reports. And he's an award-winning CEO. A bunch of folks have recognized him for his excellence. And, of course, we did that 2 years ago when we found him and keep inviting him back. Before that excellence, he's our good friend Tony Uphoff. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me on. It's so great to hear your voice and glad to hear you and your family are doing okay through this crazy time.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Tony. It's good to have you back as always. So, Tony, you've got quite a few employees in your organization as you serve industries to help them access the supplies they need, the products that they need, and which I'll get you to explain a little bit later on again. But you've got quite a few employees, and you were bringing them into an office. And tell the audience what you told me a minute ago about how many of your people are now coming to that office to work.
Yeah, it's a remarkable, I'll call it a pivot, Jim. So we have about 350 employees between two facilities. The largest is in New York City, and then the other is in Horsham, Pennsylvania, a couple of hours outside of New York City. And on Thursday, March 12th, we made the decision to make a full pivot to remote work, and I mean 100% of our employees. And as I was saying to you before we went on air, shame on me as the CEO of an internet and data platform company if I couldn't do something like this. But it's one thing to assume you can, and another thing to do it. So just remarkable sense of pride that our employees didn't miss a beat. And again, we are advantaged because we are a data and platform business, the leading source for industrial product and supplier sourcing. And so we had invested through the years in technology and also collaborative working technology. So in many respects, well, we never anticipated this, Jim, and I want to be very clear about that. But we were in a better position than many to make the move we made.
Well, you know, we've all had, I mean, I've been doing this show for over two decades, and I've been observing how people I interview, I get to know, how they work themselves. And most people would never believe how many C-level executives don't go to headquarters. The headquarters may be in Boston, and they're in Utah, for God's sake, and working from their homes. And, I mean, it's amazing how many people rarely go to an office. We were already doing that. It was already in the main. I mean, I was home base when it wasn't cool, Tony. Now everybody's home base some part of the day, right? I mean, how many people do we know work from home at least one day a week if or whenever it's necessary? We have the technology. So, I like to point this out. I've done it several times now for the last month, Tony. Imagine if this had happened to us 30 years ago. Can you imagine your business? You'd be out of business almost if it happened 30 years ago.
30 years ago, Jim, we're a 122-year-old company. And so obviously the heritage of the company was a print directory business.
Right.
30 years ago, that was a print, just early days of CD-ROM deliverable technology.
Right.
So you're absolutely right. We could never have made a pivot like this. And it's interesting listening to you talk. I'm hearkening back over my career in business information. And I grew up in companies that invested early in technology to allow us to stay connected. I mean, it seems ridiculous by today's standards, but I can remember when I was a young exec at Ziff Davis, we were one of the first companies to commercially use email for primary communication back when the primary method was voicemail that felt advanced technology. And I look and realize, you know what? I really benefited, Jim, and many folks like me benefited by being less intimidated, less fearful about taking the kinds of steps we're taking today. There's still fear, still concern, but boy, I feel like I've been down similar roads, maybe not the same reason why. And
but you're definitely thinking, you're definitely thinking about rethinking your physical plant requirements going forward, and the cost of that.
Yeah, Jim, I mean, you look at it. Look, the building we're in New York City, the founder of our company, Harvey Mark Thomas, moved the company into it in 1923.
Wow.
And he did so because he wanted to control his own printing, and it was the only building in New York City that had steel-reinforced floors, and printers back then weighed 2 tons.
Oh, yeah, they were a lot.
So,
hold on.
You know,
Tony, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. I'm going to come back and continue to get this outstanding report from Tony Upoff. We're going to talk about the supply chain. I want to get some supply chain news out of him after the break. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.